And I believe that I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Elon.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am doing good, thank God. You know, it's beautiful to have, first of all, it's beautiful to be back online, on air.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's beautiful to at least we have technology. I'm not in Canada right now. I can still talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, that's to show our listeners that consider pledging to see how much people here, and you are not working or volunteering in CGM, but you give your time every week, every Thursday morning, sometimes a recorded show, a recorded interview at night, at the night before, but you give time and your energy for this great thing that is called CGM.
I agree. So now I know even before we're going to start, because it really, really ties into this week's star portion, you know, it's always nice to talk on online. It's always nice to talk on the radio. However, when you're talking things that are Torah, where we're trying to inspire people, to get people just to relax, you know, with beautiful music, Hebrew, English, Yiddish music, which is amazing. There's no other station. There's no other show in all of Windsor, Essex County, anywhere, as far as maybe Toronto. So this is a beautiful, worthy cause, in my opinion. And I think that if you want to continue hearing Elon's voice on the radio and music, and if maybe you want to continue hearing me, then I urge everyone to go on Twitch, donate $5, $10, $30, $100, $1,000, whatever you want. Because this is something that is a good cause. And this is something which ties into our Torah portion, which is Lech Lecha,
yeah,
which is go forth. You know, to give charity is not the easiest thing for some people, you know, to depart with your hard-earned money, which is natural. Obviously, this is the way that we are normally human beings. However, sometimes in life, we need to go beyond our limitations, go beyond our comfort zone, and get out of that and give what you know, our capabilities are to give. So, everyone, I'm encouraging everyone, if you don't like Elon, give it for me. If you don't like me, give it for Elon, whichever one. It doesn't make a difference. Just give.
Thank you.
Now, you know, in this historic portion is Lech Lecha, which God tells Abraham, our forefather, he says, leave this land. Go out. To where? To the land that I will show you. Now, if I would ask any individual person in this world, in their sane mind, to leave. Leave your comfort zone, leave your birthplace, leave your home, leave your mother's house, leave everything and just go.
To the unknown.
If I tell you, right, if I'm going to tell you where you're going to go to, all right, you might think it's a better opportunity, everything is great, sure, I would do that. But to where? I don't know. Abram was told this by God. And Abram didn't question. Abram didn't ask. Abram said, wherever you're going to show me where I'm supposed to go, I will go. Now, you know, we see the greatness in Abraham, more than any other person that there is. Because, you know, last week, we read the Torah portion of Noah. Of Noah building the ark, he was going to be saved, and so on and so forth. Now, who was the real first Jew, the first person that had spoken to God? Was Noah, way before the time of Abraham. But we know Abraham as the first Jew. But what happened to Noah? Why is Noah not considered the first Jew? Why is Abraham considered the first Jew? And the answer is given is because when Noah was building the ark, what did he do? He stood by himself, he took him and his kids, and he built the ark. It took 120 years, he was quiet, he didn't, and if anyone came to him, he would explain to them what he was doing and why he was doing it and what they should be doing. So he was more for himself, he was more worried about how he was going to save himself than anyone else. Abram, on the other hand, was totally opposite. Abram was the person that had a tent in the desert, had all four corners of his tent were open, would go out and look for people. He would go out and find people to bring them in. And so for Abraham to just leave his land and his birthplace, for him, obviously it was a challenge. Obviously it was a test. However, he was happy to do it. This would give him the opportunity to be able to go out and do whatever he's supposed to be able to make awareness of Hashem, of God in this world.
Right.
Now, how do I take that to my life? If you're going to tell me leave, I'm not going to leave. That's not possible. It's not going to happen. But it doesn't necessarily mean physically leave your home, your household, so on and so forth. It means from a spiritual perspective. A lot of times we are trapped, we are challenged, we are encompassed by our personal life, by me, me, me. There's no one else that exists. So if I have to do something for someone else, if it goes more than my comfort zone, I'm not going to do it. Count me out. Leave me alone. That doesn't work for me. Torah tells you, lech lecha. Go out from your home. Go out from your comfort zone. Go out from where you feel comfortable and go and help someone that's in need. A person might not come to you to ask for help. But we have to be like the Abraham, not like the Noah. Noah is the person that says, I'm happy with what I have. I have a nice house. I have a nice car. I have a nice job. I go on vacation. My money is good. I don't have to worry about the other individual. If the other individual, Jew or whoever, it doesn't make them a community member, comes to me and says, I need money, please help me. Okay, then I'm going to help him. I have the responsibility. I don't want to feel guilty, right? But we have to be like the Abram, go out, be kind to people, help people, offer to help before the help is at. And I think that is such an important lesson that we can learn in our lives. And especially, you know, look at this. Today, DJM's fun drive. Go out of our comfort zone. Don't wait till people are going to come and ask you for a donation or a charity. Give it by yourself. And I think that's an extremely important lesson that we can have. You know, we finished, we haven't been on the radio for a little bit, but we know we finished all of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We, on a high, spiritually, we're doing wonderful.
Yeah.
How can we, the Simchat Torah, which was amazing, beautiful, how can we not? Now is the challenge. Okay, so we have all that month of spiritual baggage. How are we going to unload it? How are we going to make sure now that we're able to help someone, give to someone, be kind to someone, and with that, we will make this world a better place, and then we will make sure that whatever Abraham stood for in his life, kindness, that is what we're going to be doing now, and with that, we're going to feel good in our lives, as well as also help someone else that maybe is not so good. So I think that's an important lesson. Once again, give money to CJAM, and that we will be able to next week continue doing this radio show and for many, many more weeks and years to come.
Thank you, Rabbi, and I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom, and God willing, next week, same time.
Next week, we will say, next week is a special parsha.
Yeah.
This is my Bar Mitzvah parsha.
Okay, so we have to get ready for that one.
Yeah, so we'll talk then. All right, Ilan, be well.
Thank you, and drive carefully.
Thank you. I hope Sishan makes I'm going to pledge as well. I'm going to also, how do we pledge? We go online? What do we do?
So you can go online and you can do it in a secure way. You go to www.grouprev.com/CJM pledge. And I will repeat it a few times, and if you want, I can even text it for you.
Wonderful. So if no one gets it, you don't hear what he's saying, call in and he'll text it to you. Even better. Look at that modern technology.
Yeah, and every way you can. You can come to the studio and pledge. You can call. You can go through the internet. Even send a bird with a check.
All right. That was last week's Torah portion.
You see?
Thank you. Be well.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.